بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، إله العالمين، وبه نستعين، ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا، وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. رب يسر ولا تعسر، وتمم بالخير، وبك نستعين. We thank Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal for having gathered us here today. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to surround us with the malaika and to cause His mercy and His sakinah to descend upon us. And to raise us with the anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam and those whom He has mentioned with them. Ameen. It is officially the year 2021, which means that 2020 years supposedly have passed after the birth of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. It is also the year 1442 after Hijrah, which means that 1441 years and some months have passed after the Hijrah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As we can see, time is moving along. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for us to be part of this time. The year that we have just passed through has been a tumultuous time for most of us. It's been difficult. It's been hard. These are times that we, many of us, cannot even draw upon our ancestors or forefathers to look at and say, what have you been through and what have you done when you went through such times? It's been really difficult. It's been harsh and difficult. Why? Because previously when plagues spread, the travel was not so much to the extent where it would become a global phenomenon. But in this year that has passed, we've realized how much the globe has become a village where we're in touch with one another. So it has been a very, very difficult time for most of us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ultimately is the one who chose for us to go through this difficulty at this time. And that means that He knows why He chose us. He didn't choose anybody else. It was us that He chose. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah does not burden a soul more than it can take. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that we can take this difficulty, this trial, this tribulation. Hence He placed it on our shoulders. The question is, how do we go through this difficulty? How do we go through these problems? And it is very simple, with the iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed us with. When there is confusion, what do? We turn back to the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given to us through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see, when we look back at this year, some of us would decide to swear or curse this year. But this is not the right attitude of a mu'min and a believer. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَا تَسُبُّ الدَّهْرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الدَّهْرُ. Don't swear time, for indeed Allah is time. What does it mean? Allah is time, meaning He created time. He is the one who is the creator of time. So by swearing time, you're actually swearing by extension Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. So don't swear the time. Don't curse the time. But think of how you can be most profitable in and within that time. You see, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, ni'matan. There are two bounties. Maghboonun feehima kathirun minan nas. Many of the people are at loss with regards to. What are these two bounties? As-sihhatu wal-faragh. Good health and free time. I like to give the example of a painter who is sitting in front of a fresh white canvas. He's got a brush in hand and he's got his paint to his side. He begins to paint. And with each stroke, he's painting a picture that he will have to see at the end. He will have to stand back and judge whether that is beautiful or not. So, he paints. Some of us paint a beautiful picture. Others paint ugly pictures. And many of us paint pictures that are good but have some strokes that have been misplaced. Do you know what? Even those strokes that have been misplaced, you have an opportunity to wipe them clean and brush over them again. Your canvas is the life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. Your strokes are your actions that you place onto that canvas. And the judge is ultimately Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. What picture have we painted for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's a question that we've got to ask ourselves. We're sitting in front of this easel of life. With our brushes in hand, what are we stroking away? Are we taking account of the picture, how far it's come? Do you know when the painter sits, what does he do? When he reaches 50%, he looks at the picture and he says, how does it look right now? Is it okay? What have I made a mistake on? Let me correct it. Because he has an opportunity to do so. But once the ink or that paint has dried and it's been a while, it's too late for him to now change it. We still have a chance to change our lives. We still have a chance to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the time to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is your maker and He is telling you, أَفَلَا يَتُوبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَهُ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Do they not turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek His forgiveness? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most forgiving, the most merciful. Going back to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which he tells us there are two bounties that mankind are at loss with regards to, he says, health and free time. And it's interesting that he says these two. Because if you take a look at health, without health you cannot utilize your free time. Your health is weak, you are weak, you are ill. What happens? You can't get up and do anything. You've got free time, but you can't do anything. You have free time, but your health, you have good health, but your free time is not there. What happens? You cannot utilize that free time. Why? Because it is not there in the first place. You don't have the free time to utilize. So you have the health, you're healthy, but you're so busy with the dunya that you don't actually have free time. Allahu Akbar. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us both of these ni'am and both of these bounties and to bestow us with the ability to make use of them and utilize them. You know, one of the du'as of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was لَا تَجْعَلِ الدُّنْيَا أَكْبَرَ هَمِّنَا. Don't make the dunya our foremost goal. The most important thing, the dunya. Change that ambition, O Allah. Make it the akhirah. وَلَا تَجْعَلِ الدُّنْيَا أَكْبَرَ هَمِّنَا وَلَا مَبْلَغَ عِلْمِنَا. And don't make it such that we learn everything with regards to the dunya so that we can achieve the dunya and forget about the akhirah. Our knowledge, don't make it such that we only achieve the dunya. وَلَا إِلَى النَّارِ مَصِيرًا. And don't make our moving towards the fire. Why? Because when you make the dunya your sole focus in life, what happens? You move towards the fire. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ends off that part of the dua, وَلَا إِلَى النَّارِ مَصِيرَنَا. And not our pathway to the fire. Make sure that our pathway is towards Jannah. Now is our time to utilize the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. And when He created us with weakness. When we came into this world, we could not do anything for ourselves. A person was weak, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights this. As he is leaving the world, a person is also weak. But in between these two weaknesses, there is a time of strength, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about it.
اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن ضَعْفٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلَ مِن بَعْدِ ضَعْفٍ قُوَّةً ثُمَّ جَعَلَ مِن بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ ضَعْفًا ضعفا وشيبة يخلق ما يشاء وهو العليم القدير.
Allah is the one who created you from weakness and then He granted you strength and then He returned you back to weakness and old age. He creates as He wishes and He is the all-knower and the all-able. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us a period within our lives in which we have strength, we have time, we have wealth, we have all of these things and we don't have any excuses. This is the time to pick up your paintbrush and start stroking away. Build something for your akhirah. Do something about your life right here, right now. You know, a lot of people say that yes, lockdown is very bad. It's difficult. You know, we can't earn anything of this dunya. Yes, you can't earn anything of the dunya, but it gives you an opportunity to earn more of the akhirah. Allahu Akbar. But do we sit and think like that? Or do we pick up our phones and spend our time, most of our time, and most of our days on our phones? You know, heedlessly going through video after video, picture after picture, message after message. Have you taken out time to go through the messages of your Lord that He has given you? Oh insan, think for a moment, what are you doing with your time? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس. Take advantage of five before five. What five before five? There are certain things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us short opportunity for us to utilize. A short time frame, a window of opportunity for us to utilize. You don't utilize it then, the time is over. And there's no more time left. اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس شبابك قبل هرمك. Your youth before your old age. You're young, you're healthy, you're fit. Before you become old, do something. وَصِحَّتَكَ قَبْلَ سَقَلِكَ. And your good health before you become ill. Many people go through periods within their lives where they go through prolonged illness of some sort of or another. Because insan was not created perfect. So there will come a time in your life where probably you will go through some illness. Take advantage of your health right here, right now. وغناك قبل فقرك. And your wealth before you become poor. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that you have wealth today, you're not guaranteed. Oh insan, don't think that you've built so much that you are invincible. Nobody can get you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala got Qarun. He can get you as well. Allahu Akbar. Think about that. Qarun was a man, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَتَنُوءُ بِالْعُصْبَةِ أُولِي الْقُوَّةِ. That a whole group of people would carry his keys and it would be difficult for them to carry those keys. Just the keys to the properties that he had. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ. So we swallowed him up and his land, his earth. That home that he was in, we swallowed it up as well. So, today you have, tomorrow you don't. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take it away from you. Make use of that wealth to build an everlasting akhirah. Don't become like the likes of Qarun and Fir'aun who actually abused this power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them. وَغِنَاكَ قَبْلَ فَقْرِكَ وَفَرَاغَكَ قَبْلَ شُغْلِكَ. And your free time before you reach a point where you are busy. You don't have time anymore. You know, when you're young and you're growing up, age of 12, 13, 14, up to the age of perhaps 21, 22, you have, many of us have our parents looking after us, support structures around us, the community is supporting you. They're helping you to get to a point where you can become a human being who is productive to society. But do you know what's interesting? Those are the years in which you can actually take most advantage of the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. Because later on, as you graduate from university and enter into life, what happens? You get married, you become busier, you now have children to look after, you now have responsibilities. So now is the time as youth to invest some of your day into some good work. وَفَرَاهَكَ قَبْلَ شُغْلِكَ. And as life goes on, you find that insan just gets busier and busier. You think that a time will come. You know, in our minds, we're sitting and thinking, there's an ideal moment in the future when I'll be sitting on a beach and sipping a halal drink. You know, not a haram drink, but a halal drink. All of us got this picture in our minds that I'm going to get to that point. But some of us reach death before that point comes. And this is why the end of the hadith says, وَحَيَاتَكَ قَبْلَ مَوْتِي. And your life before your death comes. Entirely all of these things depend on your life and your death. If you are to die, everything comes to an end. So make use of this moment right here, right now. And this is why it's important not to live with ambition for the future such that you're destroying the present. So you hope for the future so much that you'll kill yourself today in order to achieve a future where you can sit and relax and retire and earn some, you know, enjoy the money. Enjoy your life today. Live your life today. Yes, at the same time, don't live like a person who believes that they're going to live in this world forever. But at the, you've got to live as though you are living this moment and you don't know whether you are going to be alive the next. And a person with iman and faith and belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thinks about the akhirah when they think in this manner. Why? Because it is most important that they return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whilst He is pleased with them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability to return to Him whilst He is pleased with us and to be pleased with us. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.
Allahu Akbar, Allah.